The Franklin County Recorder's Office wants to increase transparency with rent-to-own home deals. The effort follows WOSU's investigation on what city officials and housing advocates call a growing problem. Rent-to-own or leases with option to purchase are similar to land contracts, except Franklin County Recorder Danny O'Connor says they're not legally required to be filed with his office.
The differentiating factors between a land contract and a rent-to-own are that a land contract does in fact guarantee that someone all along is on the pathway to having equity.
Under rent-to-own leases, buyers put money down and then make monthly payments until they're able to execute the option to purchase. That last step is where many would-be buyers end up losing all of their money and end up with no equity.
It doesn't always guarantee that they're going to have an opportunity to purchase the home at the end. And sometimes with a rent-to-own scenario, clerical errors, immaterial mistakes can cost a family the significant opportunity that they were thinking that they were going to have for a large term, a few months, a few years sometimes.
Companies that offer rent-to-own leases defend them as a viable alternative to home ownership for people with bad credit. They also say they're seeing more interest from people with good credit who want access to more homes amid the tight housing market. Still, Franklin County Recorder Danny O'Connor says people using this home ownership route should visit his office and record the leases, even though they don't have to.
Because that ensures that a trusted entity like ours has that paperwork on file, and we can guarantee that if there's any discrepancy as to what the term was, we can bring that out and demonstrate, hey, you know what, this person's been doing things right.
O'Connor says this will put tenants on more equal footing with landlords.
I don't want to see landlords taking advantage of folks and reneging on the contracts that they've agreed to already.
If the recorder's office can prove there's any discrepancy as to the contract's terms, it wants to be able to demonstrate that legally. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.